The state Senate in California is due to vote soon on a nearly $100 billion budget. Once adopted, it will end more than a month of partisan bickering over the state's fiscal and political future. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has the story.
The state faces a $38 billion deficit. Democrats wanted to avoid spending cuts on education and programs for the poor. Republicans wanted to avoid new taxes. For weeks, efforts to bridge the differences failed. Meanwhile, polls showed plummeting public esteem for the legislature. A deal was finally worked out by two of Sacramento's legislative heavyweights, President Pro Tem John Burton and Senate GOP leader Jim Brulte. The two agreed to borrow money to pay off some of the state's deficit. There will be significant cuts to health and social service programs, as well as education. But most notably, especially for Republicans, the plan calls for no new taxes. The Senate is expected to approve the deal Sunday evening, and then the proposal goes to the Assembly, which is expected to vote within the next few days. That could set the stage for embattled Democratic Governor Gray Davis to sign the budget by the end of the week, if not sooner. Davis is probably eager to do so. Public anger over the budget impasse had contributed to the drive to recall the governor, and Davis supporters hope that by getting the budget signed and off the front page, he can focus on resisting the recall effort. The election date is set for October 7th. So far, there is only one declared Republican challenger, Congressman Daryl Issa, who bankrolled the recall movement. Governor Davis hopes to keep other Democrats off the ballot list of potential successors. If there is a Democratic alternative to Davis, then the Republicans hope to marshal their forces behind a single candidate. Other possible Republican candidates include actor Arnold Schwarzenegger, former Los Angeles Mayor Richard Reardon, and businessman Bill Simon, whom Davis defeated last November. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.